taxi driver, bus driver, or a taxi. Quickfit is here for you. With prices starting at just 2 Zaire, quality service has never been so affordable. All of your super shine, we still maintain prices to serve you better.
Quickfit, where precision meets performance. Visit us now in Lusaka, Ndola, Kitwe or Solwezi, and let's get you driving straight to success.
Call Quickfit on 0765-192-800 or visit any branch, because at Quickfit, your car is our care.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loan means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Zambia pledges to enhance refugee livelihoods with $30 million World Bank grant. U.S.-based mining firm invests $100 million in Zambia's copper sector. And in global news, Uganda leader signs new law allowing military trials for civilians. With the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has launched the 2025 World Refugee Week, pledging strengthened government action to support refugees and displaced persons across the country. Addressing the nation ahead of World Refugee Day, which falls on the 20th of June, Mr. Mwimbu announced the implementation of the Zambia Refugee Host Communities Project, backed by a $30 million grant from the World Bank under the IDA 20 program, aimed to enhance refugee livelihoods and promote legal inclusion by addressing existing legislative barriers. Mr. Mwimbu says the project reflects this year's themes, Solidarity with Refugees and Ubuntu in Action, which highlight the importance of compassion, inclusion, and practical support for displaced persons. The minister states that refugees are not just visitors, but are part of the shared human family, and has urged citizens to support refugee integration as a continuation of Zambia's Pan-Africanist legacy. Mr. Mwimbu said government has reaffirmed its commitment to finding durable solutions for refugees and called on the public to actively engage in activities planned for the commemorative week.
This year, the global and local theme for World Refugee Day, Solidarity with Refugees and Ubuntu in Action, respectively focus on inclusion of refugees, internally displaced persons, and other displaced persons. Every year during this period, Zambia joins the rest of the world to celebrate World Refugee Day, a day that presents an opportunity to reflect on the courage and resilience of the millions of people forced to flee their homes due to persecution, rights violations, war, and conflict.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has re-echoed calls for peace and harmony to prevail during the national mourning of former late President Edgar Lungu, who died in South Africa on the 5th June. speaking when she signed a book of condolences at Belvedere Lodge in Lusaka this afternoon, Ms. Muti indicated that holding hands in unity during this period is key to fostering national development and peace that the forefathers fought for. She has also eulogized Mr. Lungu for his immense contributions in Zambia's legal fraternity and infrastructure development.
Former president that was surviving, so it's really sad for everyone. You know, death, when it comes, it deprives us of the people that we love, the people that we live with. So it's very sad for everyone. Oh, I can urge Zambians to mourn our late president in harmony and with dignity that he deserves. Of course, for me, he was a close friend of mine. We worked together, we did cases together. We were partners in business together, because you never know who is going to mourn you next. So let's just mourn together as family.
And the president of the Seventh-day Adventist Church Southern Zambia Union Conference, Dr. Vanny Munyumbwe, says Mr. Lungu's contributions to Zambia's democracy and guidance will be missed, especially when the country will be preparing to enhance its democracy by going to the polls in 2026.
He gave his life to serve this nation for 7 years, and he was part in the link of our forefathers who have helped to perpetuate democracy in this country. And so we are going to miss his contribution, and that is something that we are going to live to remember as a country. And really, our hearts and prayers are with the family and the nation as we mourn our leader.
American-based mining firm Metallix, in conjunction with Terra Metals, have signed a $100 million worth investment partnership aimed at producing copper. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lusaka this morning, Metallix Chief Executive Officer and Ayo Sopitan, disclosed that Lunda Resources will empower about 1,000 artisanal miners with over 140 direct jobs created. He has thanked the Zambian government for creating an easy environment for investment, which brought about comfort among investors.
You've created an environment where it's easier to raise money. Again, we've worked in Mauritania. Hopefully this doesn't go too far, but in Morocco, in Nigeria, and investors tend to be a lot more comfortable when you say that you're working in Zambia.
And Mines Minister Paul Kavuswe has noted the need for more formation of joint ventures, which he said are cardinal in building capacity for local mining gurus that lack capital. Mr. Kavuswe adds that joint ventures would help address the issue of illegal mining in the country, which remains a huge problem for government.
Joint ventures helps in terms of capacity building our local, mining gurus that may not have the capital. The U.S. and this investment, I'm talking about $100 million, which is going to come into this investment. So really, joint ventures, they also help in terms of skills transfer. They help in terms of, bringing those people that may have very good licenses, but they lack the capacity to develop them. And that's why we want those joint ventures to be happening. It helps to bring about, those that have no capacity, and that is why, Ambassador, we want more American gurus with the financial muscle to come and invest in our country in the mining space.
Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, says the joint venture signed between the two firms shows his government's commitment to strengthening ties with Zambia.
This partnership reflects the United States' commitment to strengthening commercial ties with Zambia, supporting responsible investment in critical minerals. It's a strong example of the kind of private sector leadership we encourage, that we celebrate.
Health Minister Elijah Muchima has described the country as fully epidemic prepared. Speaking in Parliament this afternoon, Dr. Muchima says government has taken various steps, among others, embarking on conducting risk assessment, mapping, and profiling of public threats and hazards that were likely to occur in the country to ensure it was epidemic prepared. The minister said not only Lusaka is logistically ready to contain an epidemic outbreak, but districts and other provinces, as well as all border crossing points in the country. He further disclosed that government was engaging its counterparts in neighboring countries to ensure they did not hide any disease outbreaks that might prove to be catastrophic when detected in Zambia.
We are prepared at the country.